So the first day we got there, we went straight from the airport to a Rayo Vallecano versus Getafe game. And that stadium was like, it's literally in Madrid. So same, like they're both in La Liga, they're both in Madrid. And it was just like an apartment was like built into it, basically. It was like maybe 15,000 people. Like honestly, 15,000 probably a stretch.
I mean, you gotta think, if they've got Real Madrid and Atletico, it's hard to support another team. I don't know how many people live in
I didn't
Madrid.
even know there was another team in Madrid.
Yeah.
But like it's just crazy. Like we went to that game and honestly the quality was even like my friend was with asked me three times, he's like, well, what league are these guys in? And I kept saying like La Liga. Like they're in the same league. And he just didn't get it. And then like we go to that game and it's like the most incredible stadium, the biggest game in the entire world. Double take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt. As always, today is Wednesday the 24th. I have been back in the States for less than, well, probably about 24 hours, including the Chicago, like, where we landed. I am jet lag's hitting me hard as about a couple hours ago, but we're fighting through it, staying awake. I was in Spain, had a great time. We'll talk about the Real Madrid-Barcelona game. We'll talk a little bit of hockey. This will be one of the few episodes we do on hockey. NFL draft is tomorrow. So we'll just kind of see what happens.
Yeah, should be good. Do you wanna start talking about Spain just a little bit? Go through some highlights?
Well, we got to start with the ick of the week, of course.
Oh, yes, we do. Forgive me. How could I forget?
And then we can start. Because, yeah, the Real Madrid game, unbelievable. But ick of the week, Matt, and fellas everywhere. If you want to keep your girl, you can't drink a Frappuccino. That is a no-go.
Now, Frappuccino has whipped cream on top, yes?
I'm going to be honest, I have no idea what a Frappuccino
okay,
is.
Okay, yeah.
I know it's a coffee thing.
We're the wrong people to ask.
I think it's probably just one of the general, like, not black coffee ones, like the complicated Starbucks orders. I think working at Starbucks would be so hard because I think people just make stuff up.
Okay, so it says sold by Starbucks, so maybe Starbucks copyrighted it. Coffee or cream, it's iced, has flavored syrups topped with whipped cream and spices. Yeah, no thanks. I don't think I could have told you it was iced.
So it is it the whipped cream that makes it distinct?
It says it's a portmanteau of frappe, the New England name for a thick milkshake with ice cream. Which makes sense, just thick and fatty and sugary. So I don't know if there's I don't think there's ice cream in it. So,
well, I mean, I hope not for breakfast. Hopefully most of America aren't just chugging ice cream for breakfast every morning. But don't want to judge. So if you are, you do you.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the ick of the week. So Spain, very cool. We obviously got to talk about the Real Madrid game. So Real Madrid won 3-2. Jude Bellingham, stoppage time game winner. I was on the 18 when he scored it. Of the goal he scored it on. Like a perfect view. It was on. So Barcelona went up 1-0. And then Real Madrid got a penalty, scored that. Vinny Jr. scored that. And then, I don't know if you saw this. So, Barcelona scored a goal that I thought went in. Like, my friend I was with thought it went in as well. But it was, like, close. And, like, the ref, they reviewed it a while, decided it didn't go in. They don't, like, La Liga doesn't have VAR like England does, like, the goal line technology.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either because I was like, how would the review take so long? It's either in or it's not.
Right.
But apparently, and they apparently didn't have a good angle. So I think Barcelona scored, but they didn't.
You mean the rest didn't have a good angle?
Or the camera people. Good enough angle.
But if they're using a camera, is that different than VAR?
Well, they don't have the goal line technology like in tennis or like England can say like if the ball is like the crossbar comes down or whatever.
So VAR is specifically goal line technology, or that's a big part of it then.
They whatever term we want to use, they don't have the technology on the goal line.
Interesting. Yeah, still seems Yeah, I mean, from the way you're describing it, it was clearly, you know, one way or the other. Like, it wasn't on the line necessarily, but.
Yeah, because it didn't. Yeah, anyway. So it was crazy. But Barcelona didn't score. They ended up scoring later to go up 2-1. And then Real Madrid went up, tied it 2-2. And then Jude got a stopping hand or a stoppage time goal to win 3-2. Rafael Nadal was there. Tom Brady was at the game. It is the steepest stadium. Like, the steepest one I've been in, and I assume you as well before, is the Raiders Stadium.
Yes. Yeah, I think, I might say the Jazz is steeper than that, but it's not a stadium, obviously.
I would say the Raiders are, but I, same kind of vibe, how it's like, you feel like it's like on top of you.
Yes.
Real Madrid is way steep, either of those. Like, the drop from one row to another is massive.
Interesting.
Like, so it's literally, like, straight up, basically. And, like, the next section, like, the higher up section starts over the top of it. So it's, like, just a straight up.
Uh-huh.
It is so loud.
Yeah.
It really was louder before the game when Barcelona came on. Actually, the weirdest boo was when they announced Xavi as the head coach for Barcelona. Like, they did the starting lineups.
That kind of makes sense.
It was unbelievably loud.
Yeah.
Crazy stadium. Game was sick. Frankie De Jong got hurt. I actually haven't seen what happened to him, but he was, like, pretty distraught, so I think that's a serious injury.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it's... Honestly, I kind of, like, blacked out during the goal just because it was like, what just happened? I can't believe this actually happened, you know?
Right, yeah.
No, it was crazy. That is Valverde, crazy. I might be mispronouncing his name a tiny bit, very good in person. You got to see Luka Modric, Gide Young, or whatever that guy's name is. He played for City before. Now he's in Barcelona.
Uh-huh.
Toni Kroos, one of my favorite players. Jude Bellingham, obviously. Lewandowski is one of my favorite players. So, a lot of star-studded, unbelievable game. Super fun.
Yeah, man. Jude Bellingham is such a good player. Like, did you know that Birmingham City retired his jersey just for being in their academy?
Which is crazy because soccer, they never retire any jerseys.
Right, yeah. Nobody, like, I don't think Real Madrid has retired any jerseys.
Yeah.
So.
Do you see Tom Brady's, like, caption on his Instagram post from the game?
I do not follow Tom Brady, believe it or not.
Well, I don't either, but I just, like, a bunch of people sent it to me because I saw it at the game.
Uh-huh.
So he's a part owner of Birmingham.
Yes, he is.
So at the end of it, he was like, he said something about, like, saving the parking spot for Jude or whatever at Birmingham.
That's awesome.
So I wonder how long has Brady been at Birmingham?
2 years at most.
He probably, okay, so he didn't, Jude wasn't there when he was.
Yeah, he would have been at Dortmund.
Yeah. It's crazy how much money Dortmund makes.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think they've got a good idea of just identifying these really, really young guys and then selling them.
It's just at some point you got to get the wins, though. Like, and get players to actually play for you.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, they do as good a job of that as anybody in the world.
Yeah, no. Yeah, him, Pulisic, who's killing it for AC Milan.
Haaland played there.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, yeah, Real Madrid, both the teams actually were coming off Champions League games a few days before the Clasico game. It was also crazy, not only that, but being in the stadium where, like, David Beckham played. He's obviously my favorite, but, like, Zidane, Ronaldo, both Ronaldos, Figo, Luka Modric is still there. Which, I mean, even seeing Luka Modric, like, warm up and, like, the outside of the foot thing that he does is, like, super cool.
Yeah. It is kind of weird that the Premier League is pretty much universally considered the best league in the world, but I think Real Madrid and Barcelona are the two best teams in the world, at least a lot of the time they are.
They're the two biggest, too, for sure.
Like, it would be like if the Celtics and the Lakers played in a different league than the NBA somehow. Yeah.
Well, it's also crazy. So the first day we got there, we went straight from the airport to a Rayo Vallecano versus Getafe game.
Uh-huh.
And that stadium was like, it's literally in Madrid. So same, like, they're both in La Liga. They're both in Madrid. And it was just like an apartment was, like, built into it, basically.
Yeah.
It was like maybe 15,000 people. Like, honestly, 15,000 probably a stretch.
I mean, you got to think, you know, if they've got Real Madrid and Atletico, it's hard to support another team. I don't know how many people live in Madrid.
I didn't even know there was another team in Madrid.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just crazy. Like, we went to that game, and honestly, the quality was even, like, my friend who I was with asked me three times, he's like, well, what league are these guys in? And I kept saying, like, La Liga. Like, they're in the same league. And he just didn't get it. And then, like, we go to that game, and it's, like, the most incredible stadium, the biggest game in the entire world, the two most valuable teams in the world. It was nuts.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it was crazy, the contrast. Because I've been to three. So, I've been to Camp Nou, where Barca plays. I was 2017, though. And then those two in Madrid were my three. Well, those are the only European games I've been to. They've all been in Spain.
Those are two pretty good ones, and one that's fine.
But,
you know.
Guess who plays for... I think I texted you this, but it was the first game was kind of a throwback. So... Mason Greenwood, he used to play for Manchester United.
Yes, he did.
And then he got in trouble, which we won't get into, but he's at Getafe. And funner, much funner, Falcao plays for Rayo Vallecano.
Falcao has got to be 43 years old.
I think he's like 38 or something like that. Yeah, but like literally 2014 was when him and James, right? That was World Cup when him and Rodriguez came on.
Yeah, well,
Falcao was kind of old then.
Yeah, Falcao was starting to get old in 2014. Yeah, that was 10 years ago.
That was a fun World Cup.
Yeah. That was a great World Cup. Yeah, I think my favorite, certainly.
I like 2010. I thought South Africa in general was fun.
South Africa was a lot of fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Only a couple more years, and then we get it in the U.S.
Yeah, I'm excited. We got the Copa America, which we'll have to talk about.
Yes. So
Dino Dest is out. Madrid in general, and I see you have this pulled up, so we can talk about Madrid. It was a weird mix of New York, a little bit of Vegas, and there was a third. What was it like? It was like New York. It was honestly a lot like New York. Like, but I liked it a lot better at the same time.
Yes, yeah. Well, the reason I looked up the population is just think about the number of teams that it could sustain. Just because, like, you know, New York couldn't have more than two soccer teams, right? Los Angeles can't have more than two soccer teams. Those are 8-9 million. Madrid obviously cares a lot more about soccer, but 3 million people.
But also, one of those teams is literally the most popular team in the whole world. So, right. Like... probably 3 million of those are Real Madrid fans.
Yes. Yeah.
Weird stuff. It's always crazy Atletico's as successful as they are.
Yeah, no, it really is. Yeah, because I would say, yeah, I can't think of... I'd be surprised if there's more than 500,000 Atletico fans. That seems like too much to me, so...
And it's cool because they're such a well-run organization. They're always really good. Everyone, like... I'm thinking in particular Fernando Torres, like, when he played... Even when he was in... England playing, he's like, well, I'm an Atletico player, and yeah. He's like, I'm here for the money, basically.
Right.
And, like, David De Gea said a similar thing, who used to be Man United's keeper. Uh-huh. Like, those guys are loyal, the ones that are there. Maybe it's because they're not at Real Madrid. Especially, yeah, like, the Spanish players who play for Atletico. Or yeah, Morata's
that,
the same
that
way,
makes sense to me. You'd have to really buy in.
Yeah.
So.
And the coach, I am blanking on his name, but Simeone.
Yeah, or Simone. Those, yeah.
Super well-dressed, first off.
Yes, sir.
He's been there forever.
Yeah, which is uncommon in soccer. Even, like, good soccer coaches will move after about 5 years or so.
Yeah, like, Zidane, like, didn't do anything but win the Champions League, and he left. I think he just, like, got sick of it.
Right, yeah.
And, like, Xavi's leaving Barcelona next year.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like soccer teams need a change of pace more often than like a basketball team or a football team or whatever it is. So yeah, good for him sticking around that long, you know, being successful. I don't know if they've won a Champions League, but they've certainly got very, very far.
They've been in the final a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is tough when you're competing against the two biggest clubs in the world and one of them is in your city.
Yes. Yeah.
But you know, they've done well. No, I love Madrid though. It was not as big a buildings as New York, for sure.
Uh-huh.
What was the other place I thought it reminded me of? I'm kind of one I don't remember, but it was very, like, I don't know, Parque Retiro, their version of Central Park is way better. They even had, like, Broadway stuff and, like, a big shopping thing that's kind of like Fifth Avenue or, like, Rodeo Drive or whatever.
I hadn't even thought about musical theater in Spanish.
That'd
be a lot of fun.
They had posters for the Book of Mormon, and it had said, like, El Libro de Mormon. Like,
that's awesome.
No, it was really cool. very cool city. I liked it. So Barcelona was like my favorite city like I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And I didn't think Madrid would even get close. And it's probably like at the same level. Like I might give a slight edge to Barcelona because of the beach. But Madrid's a very cool city. Sevilla's cool too. We don't go through every tiny detail of the trip, but Spain's a very cool country.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to get there someday.
And the food is great too. Yeah.
Favorite, yeah, I know you said we're going to move on pretty quick, but favorite food.
So I like, really it's good. Called Rabo de Toro. It's bull tail.
Bull tail, interesting.
Yeah. So, like, and I don't, it's not bullfight exclusive, but, like, when you kill the bull, like, they prep it and do a lot of food, and, like, that's one of the things that they do is the tail.
Is so, it, like, chewy, or?
It's like a stew. It tastes like, it's, like, the same texture as, like, a pot roast, like, a good pot roast. It's, like, super tender and.
Oh, is it like not the literal tail, but kind of the big, like an ox tail? Like I know the viewers can't see.
That's the English translation is ox tail.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's good. I thought you were talking about literally like the
thin. No, it's like a thick, like, and they serve it usually with like French fries. They eat a lot of potatoes there.
Yeah, weirdly, I feel like I know in the United States we eat a lot of French fries, and maybe it's just our family doesn't eat as many French fries. I feel like both in South America and Europe, they eat way more French fries than we do. I don't know if that's an our family thing.
Well, Spain specifically, yeah, for sure. I guess they do in South America too. But we don't like, when we get burgers, we're usually, I don't order fries. I feel like you don't really get fries a lot either.
Not a ton. I mean, we're not, like, if I'm in a restaurant, I will. But, like, if I'm at a fast food place and I'm just not getting the combo.
We'll get, like, sweet potato fries once in a while, you know, like with Annie.
I don't think the fries is the best form to eat sweet potatoes. I think there's about 10 better ways to eat a sweet potato than a fry form.
10 is a lot. There's not a lot of things you can do.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think about it, but I bet if I, like, sat down, I could list. I'm confident I could come up with 5.
Well, they're not often serving mashed sweet potatoes at, like, a burger place, you know?
Yes.
So sometimes it's just, like, what it is. And it's, like, sweet potato fries are better than regular fries.
Yeah. I don't even know. I think I would rather have a regular fry than a sweet potato fry.
Really?
Yeah.
I disagree. You'd like Spain then. And there's this thing called patatas bravas. It's literally just like, it's kind of like home fries, and they have this like really good sauce on it that I'm going to learn how to make.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Yeah. No. Have you heard of Iberian ham, like jamón ibérico?
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't know this till this trip, but apparently they like stick it in the ground for like 3 or 4 months. It's like part of the aging, cooking, whatever, curing process. Yeah.
I did not know that.
So I try not to think about it too much, but it tastes good.
Yeah, but they feed them like chestnuts and stuff, right?
Something like that, yeah. It's really good.
Yeah.
And like the bread's obviously great over there.
Yeah.
Churros are good.
Food is good, man.
Food is good.
Food is just so good.
Yeah, Spanish food, I really like.
Yeah, churros I wouldn't have thought of as a Spanish food. I would have thought of that more as a Latin American thing.
Yeah.
But
they don't like drizzle it in sugar, but they like dip it in chocolate.
Oh, interesting.
So it's super good. You wouldn't really like it, actually.
Yeah, not a big chocolate guy.
But generally, it's really good.
I bet they probably have other versions that I could get.
You could just eat it without the chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just they don't have like the – they're also like round. Like in Chile and in Mexico, obviously, they're just straight.
Uh-huh.
In Spain, they're usually most of the time they're like round or oval,
like a ball.
Yeah. Kinda? Well, yeah, like
or an egg.
Like a heart shape almost.
Yeah.
Or oval or whatever.
Interesting.
Yeah. Good food though. Soccer's cool.
That's nice.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah.
It's a cool city.
I like that. Well, glad you had fun. Glad you're back for the draft.
I know. I was honestly after the book the trips. I was like, oh crap, I might miss the NFL draft. But luckily, I made it home.
Yeah.
So I got to go over the jet lag so I can stay awake for the draft. Let's do hockey real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
So Utah got a team. We're getting the Coyotes, but changing the name. My only opinion is we can't do the Blizzard because that just is just copying the Avalanche.
Yeah, I haven't actually heard the Blizzard. I'm sure you're more plugged in than me. I've heard the Yetis, which I don't love. I heard the Outlaws, which is the best of the ones I've heard, but I don't really like it very much.
Would it be like a Sundance Kid vibe?
Yeah.
Because if we leaned into that, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I saw kind of like that yellow tan color with like a pale dark blue and that kind of thing. So I think there's a way you can make it work. that one.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, hockey teams. So there's, like, the Red Wings, the Stars, the Sharks, the Ducks, the Kings, Blackhawks, Rangers. They're all just, like, simple things.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do, like, some cute. But, yeah, Blizzard is a no-go for me just because it's just copying the Avalanche.
Yeah, I don't want to do Blizzard.
If we lean into the Sundance thing, I could do Outlaws. Yeah. I'm also going to go to, like, maybe, probably the first season is going to be too expensive. But, like, I'm not going to stop. When I say cheer for the Sharks, I don't even know one player on their team. But, like, I'm not going to not be a Sharks supporter still.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about the Sharks, so I can, like, you know. Like, I feel like I can adopt this Utah team, whatever they're going to be. I don't know how many games a year I'm going to watch.
I don't think I'll watch any. I might go to one. I'm not going to watch any.
Yeah.
Like, just because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, in my complaint, I've told you this before on the podcast, I have a hard time following the puck. It's a very small puck.
Very small puck. So, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's my problem. It's like, what's going on? Where is it?
So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of, I'm honestly disappointed that the rugby here has not taken off in the way I feel. Like, you can just tell the hockey's going to be bigger than the rugby.
In Utah or in the United States?
I think in Utah. I mean, hockey's obviously bigger in the United States. But I just feel like, you know, given how many people go to these Warriors games, and, like, there's more enthusiasm already about the hockey team than there is about the rugby, I think.
Yeah, I think rugby, like, if it was a bigger college sport, it might be a bigger college sport than professional.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And I think it's like, we don't really have the best players in the world here. You know, we did not make the Olympics the last go through.
Yeah.
And so I think people are kind of generally aware of that. But, you know, maybe if we could get some, like, Scottish players, get some Welsh players.
BYU rugby, like, when they, I don't think they're as good as they used to be, but they would get big games, big fans.
They would.
So, and I kind of think Cal did, and Cal's a lot more going on when they were, like, the top, so.
Right.
It honestly is just, like, if you win, people just show up more.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Which is normal.
So, feel bad for the Grizzlies. I don't think anybody's going to go to those games anymore. I don't know if we're going to keep them or not, but.
Yeah, I don't even know what league they're in, because they're not a minor league, so it's just, like, a smaller hockey league.
I don't have any. I always thought they were minor leagues. I don't know.
Could we just take the Grizzlies?
Just make them the minor league team? That would make sense. Be easier for the players, probably.
Yeah. Could we just take the name, too, and be the Utah Grizzlies for the NHL team?
I would like that. I think that's the best idea. Just be the Grizzlies.
Yeah, because we can't do Cougars because a lot of Utah fans would lose their minds.
Yeah, no.
But I think Cougars would be a good, easy one.
Yeah.
We can't do Utes because that's literally a name of a team either. But I honestly think Utes or Cougars would be the two of the better ones.
Right.
We just can't do that.
Yeah. And they could do, you'll have to tweet at us with your name suggestions.
What other hockey teams are there? So they're the Senators in Ottawa, the Maple Leafs. Do we have an indigenous tree or product or something?
You know what? Have you seen any of the, before the bees were the bees, they were either the gulls or the seagulls, and they were like orange and turquoise.
Oh yeah.
They had some really cool stuff. So I think the gulls could work good.
Those were cool.
I actually saw someone, suggested making us the buzz. Like the bees used to be the buzz, which is probably too similar.
I say we lean into it, though.
I like the idea of it. Or the Stingers, maybe. We were that for a couple of years.
I say we go with something new, like lean into the Jazz New Orleans thing and do something New Orleans related.
Like the
like the Cajuns.
Like
or
the
something.
Po' Boys. Yeah.
Wouldn't the Utah Cajuns be funny?
That would be hilarious.
We have a little, like, pepper.
Yeah, oh, that'd be great. Yeah. No, when I went to New Orleans, not for Mardi Gras, but I was there around Mardi Gras. And I went into, like, four stores that had the beads for 31 NBA teams. And the one they did not have was the Utah Jazz. So they are still upset about that.
I mean, they have a team now. They've had a team for a long time.
Yeah, but Pelicans is, like, they've got bottom five jerseys. It's a bottom 10 mascot.
Yeah, what were they before the Pelicans? Whatever, it was better.
Well, they were the Hornets for a second, but then the Hornets went back to Charlotte.
Is that when they became the Pelicans?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I remember.
Okay. I thought there might have been. I thought there was like another team, but that makes sense what you're saying.
Which was funny because Hornets makes all the sense in the world for Utah.
Yeah.
But.
It really does. Yeah. Honestly, and the Saints make sense for Utah too. The football team.
Saints does make sense for Utah. Yeah. That'd be good.
Or it could be like the. Someone with LSU, like copy LSU somehow. I don't know. Like the Bengals or something like that.
Bengals could be interesting. Doesn't have anything to do with Utah, but could be interesting.
When we do golden yellow. Well, Bayou Bengals. I mean, Jazz doesn't have anything to do with Utah either.
Yeah, but there's like. There's different like buying a team and taking the name. I like the Coyotes stuff. I'm kind of bummed we're not the Coyotes.
Yeah, I just think we should have been the Coyotes.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Because it's not. I don't know how the NHL does it, but like the NBA, like we have our like Utah Jazz all time stuff. New Orleans stuff counts for that.
Right. Yeah.
So like it's not a new franchise. We're, like we're keeping the players and everything, so it's be the Coyotes.
Yeah. I think it's I think we couldn't get it because the owner kept the Coyotes name and likeness and stuff. Because I think he's gonna try to open a team back up in Arizona. And I even think it's like if he finds a good spot for a stadium, he's going like he gets one of those expansion spots automatically.
Oh, that makes sense.
So
it was crazy. Like I saw one day on Twitter, I saw like, oh, new stadium announced North Scottsdale. And like, I knew exactly where it was. And then the next day, the mayor of Scottsdale was like, you are not welcome. Like it's crazy. They literally just seem to not want the Coyotes. Like none of the cities wanted to keep them.
Yeah, well, it is like I'd be interested to know like how much it cost to build a new stadium. Was he asking the taxpayers to do it? And
like, can they not? I don't know the logistics of stadium, but like, can they not just play where the Suns play? Is that too hard? Because other teams do it.
I mean, it's that makes sense. That's what the Jazz are gonna do.
Yeah, so maybe that's just not equipped for ice, like the seating or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing where Arizona State was, so.
Which is crazy because like the Coyotes game I went to when I lived in Arizona was in like their actual stadium and it seemed like a nice stadium. It was in like a nice part of Glendale, so I didn't even hear why they got kicked out of that or like what's going on in that stadium now.
Yeah, that is interesting
because that might just be empty.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Well, too bad. It does. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It always sucks when a city loses their team, and so. Like, I just think that's a bummer. So, too bad for the people of Arizona and those, like, you know, there were kids that really, really liked the Coyotes and stuff. So, that's always a bummer. So, I hope they do get their team back, and I hope they find a situation that works.
The tough thing about Arizona and, like, hockey especially, but really any sport, is so many people aren't from Arizona. So, like, when the Red Wings would come, everybody would be cheering for the Red Wings. Or when the Blackhawks would come, everybody would cheer for the Blackhawks. So,
right.
So I don't know how many Coyotes fans there actually were. I'm sure the ones that were a fan were like very passionate.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. I have a hard time imagining a ton of people in Arizona to play hockey.
I didn't meet anybody who did. Like, I mean, unless you moved there from Canada. And like there are a lot of people from the Midwest, but like I don't think hockey's massive there.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't think like if I was really into hockey, maybe Arizona's just not the place to move to.
Yeah. On the bright side, the NFL draft is tomorrow. And that's
going
to be fun.
Tomorrow. Yes, it will.
The one thing I'm nervous about, so Drake May, North Carolina quarterback. Well, really any quarterback. I think it's going to be Drake May. Whoever goes to New England, though, I think it's going to be like the Zach Wilson who got traded to the Broncos, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I saw that. Good for Zach.
But I just think no matter who drafts, who the Patriots draft, they're going to fail. Just because they don't have a good offensive line or receivers to throw to. That's really it.
Yeah.
But
and you have to be the starting quarterback right away.
Yeah. Like, Brissett might be able to play for a little bit, but, like, it sounds like Robert Kraft is going to want him to start. Like, Robert Kraft is becoming, like, a worse and worse owner. It's like, he's getting more and more in the way.
Yeah.
And that's going to be causing more and more of the problems.
Wants to prove that it wasn't just Belichick.
Yeah. Which it clearly was. It was. We now have the Brady and Belichick debate. We can't have the Kraft debate.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah.
Which is like, I don't... like, it just seems like if I was an owner, like, and I just had the best coach in the world, I'd be like, yeah, that's great. Let's keep him and give him whatever he wants, you know?
Yeah, I understand the personnel thing with Belichick. He had some draft misses. But coaching-wise, like, it should have been a lot worse than they were. I think it's the worst roster in the NFL.
Yeah. So, fewer of years, yeah, which is a bummer for Drake May. So, hopefully, New England picks third.
Yeah, New England picks third. So, it sounds like, well, Caleb's going one. Caleb Williams from USC.
Yeah.
It's sounding more and more like Jaden Daniels is going to go number two, LSU quarterback to Washington.
Uh-huh.
Which I think Drake May is better. I also think J.J. McCarthy's better. There's a chance he goes three. There's a chance also New England trades with somebody like, let's say, either the Giants or the Vikings, but then trades back up with, like, the Cardinals or the Chargers. So they still get a quarterback but get some more draft picks.
Uh-huh.
So that could be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. J.J. McCarthy to New England sounds like Daniel Jones all over again.
Well, no. I mean, if he goes to New England, he's not going to do good, and that's a him thing. But whoever goes to the Vikings is going to be great.
Yeah.
Like, even if there's struggles, like, that's such a good situation to go to.
Yeah, that sounds like a dream.
And Washington, I think, is decent for a rookie quarterback. I've said that I think they can win the division. Chicago, especially if they draft, like, Roma Dunes there and Malik Nabers, if they can snag one of those guys somehow, that's going to be good for Caleb Williams. So there's it's one of the better years for, like, situations these guys are going to go to. But the Patriots just couldn't be worse.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for whoever. And it's not because, I mean, if we look at it from a fantasy perspective, we can talk about this with my friend Riley, who won our bracket challenge, so he's going to come on the show. Like, if you can't draft Zach Wilson, and it's like, even like I don't see a way a quarterback could be successful there. And I don't see why you wouldn't trade back, get more picks, get it. And everyone's like, oh, you don't know when you're going to be picking that high again. Like, I know New England's going to be picking that high pretty soon because they're bad.
Yes, yeah.
And
well, like, I don't know, yeah, if you're not ready for a quarterback and, you know, that rookie contract one's going to come, you really has to hit at the right time. So, you honestly, I don't – you've talked about this, but you don't want a quarterback if your roster's not going to be good.
There's no benefit. It ruins the quarterback and, it, like, messes with the you don't take advantage of the contract.
Yeah.
So, hopefully New England doesn't draft Drake May or a quarterback at all for their sake.
I still feel like Marvin Harrison might make a lot of sense for New England.
Well, he's very good. I mean, the strategy of our team is bad, let's get a really good player isn't the worst strategy.
Right.
And he's definitely the best, in my opinion, non-quarterback, maybe the best player in the entire draft.
Right.
At a very important position.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see him trade to, like, six or, like, trade back a little bit, and just because they need, like, every position on the rosters they need to fill, so as many picks as they can get. But just saying, like, we know this guy's going to be good, or, like, as much as you can know. Jaime Hack looks like one of the mass of the people, the hackers. You know, like, do you know what that is, what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
Synonymous or anonymous or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He looks like that's his face.
Yeah.
Is that mask.
That's funny.
But, yeah, Marvin Harrison's very good. So I think just taking that guy, and Marvin Harrison wouldn't have as good numbers as some other rookie receivers, but this year doesn't matter. You're not winning the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, don't try to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just try to – you want to win the Super Bowl as soon as you can. That's just not 2024 for New England. So you got to revolve around when can we do that.
For sure.
Earliest would be 2026, I think.
Yeah.
Absolute earliest. It's a tough situation.
Which would be very, very fast, honestly.
Yeah. Are there any other draft things that you're looking at or curious about or excited about?
No, I mean, we've talked about this, but we don't need to too much. The Eagles, you know, everybody's saying they're going to draft a corner. We think they're going to draft a lineman. How do you feel about the Niners?
I think we're going to get either an offensive – I still want to trade up for, like, a running back. Like, yeah. I only will do in the first round. But right. We usually do it. But I feel like there's a very good chance we'll either get a receiver, an offensive tackle, or a cornerback, which I'd be stoked about any of those three. Because, like, that's what – it matches up with what the Niners need and, like, the better players in the draft. Yeah. Where, like, linebacker's not as deep this year, or at least, like, talented at the top. Running back's not like last year with Gibbs and Bijan. There's not a tight end like Dalton Kincaid or Sam Laporta.
Uh-huh.
So I think we're good. I don't think I'm going to be super upset this year. Well, unless we, like, trade up way high and give up other picks for that, that's when I'll be upset. But I think it's more likely whenever we pick a running back, that's when I'm going to get annoyed.
Okay, well, I guess we'll look for that then, because it feels like...
Yeah. No, the only thing... Because, yeah, there's so many good receivers, and, like, even without... If IU doesn't leave, I think getting another one would be good. There's four positions on the offensive line I think we can upgrade. And even Trent Williams is, like, 35, I think, going into the age 35 season.
Yeah, so this is a good year to draft a replacement, even if he doesn't play.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Niners move up. I don't know how high they'll be able to move up, just because they're back at 31, but... After, like, the top group of tackles, they're kind of gone.
Yeah.
So, like, we're not going to trade with you, the Eagles.
Right.
Because you guys also probably want one of them.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see. I just want to give up too much for a non-quarterback. But I could see him moving up a little bit to get one. It's kind of what I think.
Interesting. Well, yeah. Big day tomorrow.
I'm excited to see what the Vikings do. Well, everyone is mocking in, like, mock drafts. There's one complaint I have, and I never thought I'd say this. There's too many mock drafts.
It's a lot of mock drafts.
Like, it should be. I want to mock draft an expert who's scouted, knows people in the league, what they think is going to happen. We just do them for fun now, and it, like, doesn't even mean anything.
Right.
It's dumb.
Yeah. They happen too early.
But there's a lot that have the Chargers taking a wide receiver. And it's like, that is not going to happen. That's the only thing I, like, feel 100% sure about, is that the Chargers are not taking a receiver, that they're going to take an offensive lineman. I'll say 99%.
Yeah.
That's what Jim Harbaugh does.
Yeah, offensive lineman makes a lot of sense for any team, really.
Yeah. And I know, like, the Chargers receivers are terrible. You can get one in the second round. You can get one in the third round, like, that are going to be contributors. Maybe probably not, well, not probably, definitely not, like, a Malik Nabers or a Dunes there or whatever. But Jim Harbaugh's just doesn't build teams like that. He hasn't done it since San Diego.
Right.
Like the University of San Diego, not the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah.
So every stop, he's built through the offensive line and defensive line. Like that front seven in San Francisco with like Alden Smith and Patrick Wilson, Navarro Bowman.
That's really good.
That's what he's going to want to do.
Yeah.
So.
Which is like, as we've seen the last few years, that's the way they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Or have Patrick Mahomes.
So I'm interested to see what the Chargers do, what the Vikings do. Also, a lot of people are saying, oh, the Vikings will, like, stay at 11 and, like, take a cornerback or whatever. It's like, they didn't trade up. I mean, they might miss on the quarterback, like, not be able to. But, like, they didn't trade up all that with the Texans to get that extra pick to just stay where they're at.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see. I'm excited to see everything that's going to happen. And then the next episode, we'll recap it, obviously, because after the draft, we'll be able to talk about, like, we'll actually see what these teams are going to look like and then everything moving forward. So,
yeah,
I'm super excited for that. Before we move on, are you ready for, or I guess before we end the show and go to the top five, is there anything else we missed that we haven't talked about yet?
No, I mean, we didn't talk about the NBA playoffs. I don't know the... We're only, you know, two games into most of the series, so I don't think there's too much to say. Anybody you're intrigued with there?
I'd love Miami to beat Boston. I think that'd be funny.
That would be funny.
Yeah, I forgot they played last year where Miami went up 3-0 and then got to 3-3, and then Miami won game 7.
Yeah, that would be great.
This is one of my favorite games, is Miami-Boston, or like potential playoff matchups every year, Miami-Boston.
It's a good one.
I think Denver's really good. I think they're going to win the West.
Yeah, that feels like that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Miami-Boston is kind of inevitable, I think. Yeah. Or, excuse me, Denver-Boston is what I meant to say.
Denver-Boston, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee just hasn't looked as good as you think that they should. You know, Minnesota, actually, I didn't think I was going to buy them. I'm really buying them, although part of that is I don't think the Suns are as good as a lot of people think they do, so maybe I should wait and see the Timberwolves against some other teams. But I will say, I've been, even amongst Jazz fans, been really adamant that Rudy Gobert is not the playoff problem, and I'm glad that we're seeing that this year. Like, I've always thought he was a better perimeter defender than people gave him credit for. I don't think he's, you know, really an offensive liability in the playoffs, and so I think we've seen that, and so I'm happy for him. I hope he keeps having a great series.
Yeah, I'm one of those people who thought the Suns would be a lot better, and I just can't get over that they're not.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's hard to have a team with three superstars and 12 bums.
Yeah. The three superstars is really good, though.
It's really, really good. Yeah, but.
Did you see Chris Paul was at the Mavericks-Clippers game, like, just on the court, like, courtside?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Minnesota or Dallas could be interesting, could be fun. I think we'll see what happens, but I'd be interesting if it wasn't just Boston and Denver, but in the NBA more than any other sport, just the best team wins, you know?
Yeah.
So it'd be fun if Miami could knock them out. So we'll see what happens. In honor of hockey, Matt, here's the top five. And this might be kind of hard because I'm not even sure you're going to know every team. But the top five teams with the most Stanley Cups.
Most Stanley Cups. Okay. Yeah. I think we can do this. Detroit Red Wings have to be there.
They're number three.
Boston Bruins have to be there.
They're tied for fourth. Yep.
I'll take it. I'm going to say, I just had a team, and then it left my mind. What about the Oilers? Are the Oilers on there?
They are six, so you just missed it.
Just missed it with the Oilers. Okay. I feel like Chicago, I feel like, won a bunch recently, but that might be enough to put them up there.
They are the other team tied with Boston. So, yeah, so that's technically fourth, but four and five. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we've got three teams?
Got three. Isn't he the top two?
The top two. Okay.
And you have two more guesses, two more strikes.
Is one of them a Canadian team?
Is that a trick question?
I don't think so.
Well, do you want me to answer yes or no, or do you want me to tell you how many are? Do you want me to answer you literally?
is one of the teams a Canadian team?
Yes. Yeah, the answer to your question is yes. One of the teams is a Canadian team.
Is the other team a Canadian team?
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, I didn't know how much help you wanted.
Yeah, okay.
They're both Canadian.
Okay.
Because so, I didn't want to say yes, and then you're thinking like one Canadian, one American.
Yes. Yeah, okay. The Maple Leafs.
They're number two. I can't believe you're actually getting this.
And who is Ed? Is it the Edmonton Oilers? What is Edmonton?
Yeah, they're the Oilers.
Okay, so I already guessed them.
Yeah.
Okay, Toronto, Edmonton, Montreal is the other one.
Yeah, wow. They number one with 24.
That is interesting. I'm kind of surprised the Red Wings aren't higher.
Yeah, the Red Wings have like 11 or something like that.
Yeah,
Red Wings have 11. Toronto has 13. So Montreal Canadiens, they're like the Celtics, or I guess more like the Yankees.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah. So that is, that is way better than I thought I was going to do.
I can't believe that's the one that you won.
Yeah. Six guesses, the six best teams.
Yeah. That brings our record to 9-8 in my favor, which I feel like I thought I'd won more. Maybe I'm not keeping track of it, but you're not too bad.
Yeah, I feel like you've given me some easier ones recently.
It's hard to judge how difficult they're going to be.
Yeah.
But it's been fun. Appreciate everybody listening to this. Next episode, I'm hoping I don't have jet lag. Draft is tomorrow. Might be this day as you're listening to the show. If you listen to this point, you've probably already done it. Subscribe, review, 5 stars, all that fun stuff. We'll talk to you guys next week.